March 7th through the 11th is National Patient Safety Awareness Week. It's also National Kidney Month during the month of March. Today we're going to talk with Dr. Nicole Pilch and a chronic kidney disease and also some medication tips for patients with chronic diseases. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you on. I know you recently had a multidisciplinary team were responsible for an initiative. Tell us about this with kidney rejection rates and readmission rates for kidney transplant patients.
Well, recently over the past, several years, we looked at our own program and tried to identify areas where we could improve outcomes associated with kidney transplant, specifically readmission rates and rejection rates. And we found that, the pharmacist and the multidisciplinary team can play a great part in decreasing acute rejection rates and readmissions. And a lot of it had to do with medication adherence and really how patients are understanding their medications and after we discharge the patients from the hospital, doing some additional education to help them from getting readmitted as well.
And I know for organ transplant patients or anyone with diabetes, hypertension, other chronic diseases, taking their medications properly is very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Patients have lots of reasons why they don't take their medications, side effects or multiple medications, taking them several times a day, and that can kind of interfere with your quality of life. And then, as you said, with diabetes or high blood pressure, or even transplant patients, if they don't have any symptoms of their disease, they may not feel like they need to take their medicines. And so I tell my patients often, your immune system is pretty smart, and even if you miss one or two doses, your body can start recognizing that kidney there and cause rejection.
And even for those maybe who don't have a problem yet, especially for those, say, with diabetes, if they don't take their medications properly and keep that diabetes in check, it could lead to kidney disease, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, and other long-term complications.
What are some of the difficulties that would prevent a patient from being able to take their medications correctly and properly?
Well, like I kind of said before, side effects or taking medications multiple times a day. And, one of the bigger problems that's sort of on everybody's mind lately is basically the cost of medications. And lots of patients have trouble, even when they have great insurance, if one of their medications is on a very high tiered copay and they have to pay a large amount every month, that can interfere with things. So definitely talking with your pharmacist and your physicians about generic alternatives and seeking out some patient assistance programs is a great way to help out, really keeping that open line of communication if you're having problems.
And I know some patients won't just stop taking their medications, but sometimes they will reduce the amount they take. Maybe they will have their pills and say, well, at least I'm still getting some of my medication in me, so that should be good enough. And they use that as a cost-saving measure, don't they?
Yeah, we have quite a few patients, especially in the transplant population. I can remember a couple who would actually, open their capsules and divide them out on their countertop and spread it out throughout the week. Obviously, that's definitely not ideal, and really, we know that this is a problem. We know it's happening, so we want you to tell us about it before it becomes a problem, and we have lots of ways to help you out. And your pharmacist, even in the community, is very accessible, or even in the hospital when you're going home. And if you have a new prescription for a new medicine and we anticipate it's going to be expensive, we can even help you out at the time of discharge to make sure that you can get your medicines.
And as you said, for some of these conditions, people don't really feel symptoms every day, and so they think maybe they don't need their medications. Some people will wait to take their medications until they start feeling a symptom, won't they?
Yep, and that tends to be a big problem and leads to those long-term complications. So up front is hopefully where we can help you out and, doing things that can help patients remember to take their medicines if they do the same thing every day. For example, make a pot of coffee in the morning and they can't remember to take it, stick your pill bottle right by that pot of coffee. We have other, tips and things to do as well. So definitely come and talk to your pharmacist. We can help you out.
And I know we talked about kidney transplant patients earlier, but it really goes for anyone who might have a chronic disease, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Anything else that people need to know during Patient Safety Awareness Week?
Well, there's some great online resources that patients can go to, a website called safemedication.com, and it's a place where you can make an up-to-date medication list. That's a really important thing to have on you at all times, especially if, perchance you get admitted to the hospital and you're not feeling so well, not remembering things. Having that up-to-date medication list is something that's going to help us make sure that we restart the appropriate things when you're in the hospital. And again, be honest if you weren't taking something for the first, a few days before you come to see us. And if you're having trouble with medicines, alert us early. Another website patients can go to is needymeds.com, a place where there's lots of patient assistance programs that your local pharmacist can help you navigate through as well.
All right, patients can talk to not only their doctors, but as you pointed out, their pharmacist as well. There's plenty of help to be had, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Dr. Pilch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Nicole Pilch has been our guest today.